understand that the 1960 yearbook has a very special place in your heart as a former Highlander, Stan. And tell us what this number 44, yet a great number, Stan, number 44.
Well, that was a great year for us. That was the year that I was a senior in Valley City High School, and we had a great team and a lot of good kids and a great coach, and the good Lord smiled on us, and we were able to win the 1960 North Dakota Class A Championship basketball.
That's great. Congratulations. Of course, it's March, and of course, bringing back all kinds of memories when you probably did it in March of 1960, right?
That's right, yeah. In fact, the winter show was going on while we were at Grand Forks, and it happened to be back in those days when the hog show was going on, and I raised some pigs, and I was interested in a special bred gilt that was going on sale, so my mom and dad had to stay home and go to that sale, so they missed, I think it was the second basketball game in Grand Forks.
Oh, wow, the semifinal game then, huh? Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to get to it all, but it's a great fun. I wish I had some audio from a radio announcer with the excitement of the Highlanders winning it all. That's I'm still searching for that, so that would be fun.
Well, one of the radio announcers was your own Bob Ingsted. Bob Ingsted Sr., of course, and Bob Ingsted Jr. was a freshman on our team that year, but Bob was our play-by-play man for the whole year, and he was also a businessman in Valley City. And
And the
business people in Valley City, when we got through winning the championship, they all got together and footed the bill to send us to the Minnesota basketball tournament down there. So
really?
It was just Valley City really turned out and really supported us big time.
That's great. I got to talk a little bit more about it. Well, we've got a former judge on there, I believe John Paulson.
Yes, he was a junior the year I was a senior.
Wow. And Harold Toring. I think he came back for the reunion recently.
He was back for the reunion, about a month ago,
I believe it was.
I hadn't seen him in some 40 to 50 years. He missed a lot of our class reunions. It was great to see him. And another one that I hadn't seen for maybe 40 years was Denny Grubb.
Okay.
That was number 14 on your...
Your guard then,
on the card here. And so... it was nice to visit with him, and it was a special visit with Denny because the next morning we had an ice cream event at the VFW, and he came in early, and we had breakfast together, so I really enjoyed that.
That's fantastic, and a guy I know of, Russ Danielson, was also kind of helping you guys on the team with your uniforms back then. Of course, he's been involved with the North Dakota Winter Show, Cowboy Hall of Fame,
and
so much
He's been for many years. I think it was just 2 or 3 years ago that he retired from the beef department at North Dakota State University. He was with the beef, and one of the top judges in the state of North Dakota. He judges a lot of beef events, not only here at the Winter Show, but at a lot of the other cattle shows in North Dakota as well.
Okay.
So, and it's nice that he wasn't able to make it because he was up at some town in western North Dakota doing some judging that particular weekend.
Well, talk about Coach Don Dean. What kind of a guy was he like?
He was a great coach. And one of the things that I liked about him more than anything else, he was one of those guys where that could take a bunch of kids and make men out of them.
Wow.
We had some training rules, and you had to adhere to them because if you broke some training rules, you got to hear about it. And just an all-around great guy, for a bunch of young kids, he really set the example.
What I like about display now all of the Highlander banners in the Highlander Activity Center, and there it is, right dead center, 1960 basketball state championship. It's got to make you feel proud, right?
I love it every time I can go back to the High School Activity Center. In fact, I was just back there in December. We were serving ice cream for, I believe it was Greg Hager for his Christmas party, and I had four people helping me serve ice cream that night, and I took them down to the trophy case and showed them that trophy that we won.